Welcome back to another episode of The Enigma of Mental Health with me, Sia. And today I have a psychiatrist here with me who's going to help us and guide us about mental health, specifically amongst teenagers.
Hi, everyone. My name is Dr. Andreas and I'm a psychiatrist. Hi, Sia. Nice to meet you.
Hi. Okay, doctor, so can you please inform us about mental health, specifically amongst teenagers, and how it is?
Okay, so if we speak about mental health, then I think that the issue of mental health has been on the rise since several years ago. So if we talk about mental health 10 years ago, then it seems like something that's really, really strange to us, you know. We don't talk much about mental health, but with the rise of social media, we see that people talk about their own mental health. They talk about psychiatrists, they talk about taking medicine. So it seems that it's something that is really, really close to us right now. And especially for people who are in the teenage age, you know that we are filled with problems. We are filled with problems with our daily activities, with schools, with relationship, with friends, with love, parents, families. So yeah, I guess that mental health is really, really needed. Information of mental health is really needed for us, for everyone.
Yeah. So can you please tell us why taking care of our mental health is so important, and why is it important to get to know how we feel?
Okay. So when I talk about mental health and comparing it to physical health, I really like to give analogy about a car race. So when you're driving a car, there are two components in a race. You know, there is the car itself and there are the drivers. And we're talking about the condition of the car. It's our physical health. How about what is the condition of the tire, the condition of the wheel, the condition of the overall, the body of the car? It's our physical health. So we may talk about our blood pressure, about our vision, about our overall condition. But when we talk about mental health, it's like we're talking about the driver. How is the condition of the driver? And how is how are they performing inside of the car? So when we talk about mental health, we'll see that our body is just like a vessel. Our body is like a car, and our mind is the driver. I'd really like to talk about a psychology or psychiatry. So when we talk about psychology, it's a study of psyche. And psyche is like our mind. It's like our soul. So yeah, it's really important for us to learn more about mental health besides from just our physical health, because I'm pretty sure that we all already know about our physical health, and we even learn about it in biology class, but we don't have much chance to learn about our physical about mental health.
Exactly. So like how you've mentioned that just recently we've started to open up about mental health, I want to add something to that. So my friends, a lot of them have trouble going up to their parents and telling them that I want to see a psychiatrist, just because there's a huge age gap between the parents and us. And so why do you think it's important for us to ask for help?
Okay. So when we talk about parents or family who unfortunately they do not support their kids from going to psychiatrists, I believe that the family or the parents do not mean any harm to them. I believe that all families or parents want their kids to be good. They want their kids to be healthy. But the problem is there are the difference in how they view mental health. For example, I experienced that many older people or parents, they just see that when they see that their children have depression or anxiety, they will say that, oh, you just need more prayers. You know, you just need more time to spend more time with your family. Or perhaps even, you know what, you have to give more gratitude to your life. There are many people who are in worse condition than you.
Yeah.
And it doesn't help a bit. So what we're going to do is we want to normalize mental health issues. And that's what I've been doing with my friends. So in social media, in Twitter or Instagram, we speak about mental health. we would tell everyone in social media that mental health is not like you think it is. It's not only about people who are having severe mental health issues. It's not all about schizophrenia or people who you see on the street. It's not always about suicide, but normal things such as you're experiencing breakup with your lover, or perhaps when you get scored lower than your friends, it can lead to mental breakdown. And this is what we're going to, we want everyone to know about it, that mental health issues is serious and it's really, really happening. The problem is, unlike physical conditions, mental health condition is invisible. You cannot see it.
That's right. And just because it's invisible, people think that it does not exist. So,
exactly.
Now I want to ask you, like, what are the most common illnesses that you've noticed in teenagers when they come to, like, therapy?
Okay. So, well, yeah, during my daily activities, I have experienced some therapy session with teenagers, and most of them are dealing with depression and anxieties. And I see that the number of depression and anxieties has been on the rise in teenagers, especially most of them are comparing themselves to others, and that makes them feel insecure. You know what? People are comparing themselves on social media, on the internet, and you see that when you're comparing yourself with people on the Instagram, then that's a recipe for disaster.
Yeah.
You know, because everyone on Instagram is richer than you, they are much more beautiful than you, and of course, they have more better foods and better place to go than you. And, well, that distorts the condition of our reality. So we may think that we are not better than everyone else. We see that we are smaller, we are not better, we are uglier. Well, the problem is when you're comparing yourself with the people on Instagram or in social media, then you're comparing it with the wrong standards. Because, yes, you know, in Instagram, everyone will post their best condition.
Yeah, that's right. Like, everyone on Instagram, they post all the good sides about themselves, never the negative sides, never the sides that they do not want people to see. And
yes, exactly.
Just like that, you know, we tend to think that they're living their best life, nothing is wrong with them, but actually that's not the truth. So
yeah, who knows what is behind the scene of that wonderful photos or the wonderful feed they're having.
Yeah, exactly. I've noticed, like, people in my school, and they go through anxiety a lot. Like, it's the most common thing ever. But sometimes I feel like, you know, there's a difference between nervousness and anxiety, and similarly sadness and depression. What do you have to say about that, Doctor?
Oh, yeah. This is a really interesting point. You know that we have to differentiate between nervousness or worry with anxiety. So I'm sure that every one of us have experienced worry or nervousness at some point of our lives. Like, for example, if you're having exam tomorrow, then you will be worried today. And that is a really good thing to happen to you, because if you are not worried about anything, then you will not be prepared for anything. And the problem is, sometimes we worry so much that it becomes a condition we call anxiety disorder. And the difference is this. When you are worried about something, you will think about how you can solve the problem. You will think about, okay, tomorrow I have exam, so now I have to study. That is worry, and that is healthy, and I think everyone should have it. And the problem is, if we have anxiety, then we'll have we'll have problems in our daily activities. It will interfere with our condition. It will interfere with our happiness, with our daily ability, and it will lead us not be able to study at all. Because you know what? We really think too much about the exam that we cannot be present to study at all. Our mind will be focused on tomorrow about what if I fail, what if I do this, what if this happened, and so on. Well, doing so, we forgot to live in the present moment.
Yeah,
that is about anxiety. And about depression and sadness is, I think it's the same. I'd say that everyone of us, we have experienced sadness in our lives. Perhaps we have failed in something, or we got rejection, or somebody left us. That is sadness. And that doesn't necessarily mean that we have depression, because depression is more than just sadness. People with depression will have problems with their daily activities as well. They may have problems in eating, sleeping, or perhaps doing daily activities, even simple tasks like taking a bath or, you know, just like waking up in the morning and doing stuff.
Yeah, I agree with that. And what's your opinion on self-diagnosis?
Okay, this is a really interesting question. Yeah. So when we talk about self-diagnosis, there, as I say that, there are good things and bad things about it. Well, the good thing is this: when people are looking for the symptoms online, it gives them awareness that this condition is real. You know what? People will, if you do not look at your condition online, you will never know that you may have depression, you may have anxiety, and that is good. As long as after you suspect of a certain diagnosis, then you will go to mental health professional. Perhaps you will see a psychiatrist or you see a clinical psychologist, and you try to look at your condition in order to feel better. You will ask, what can I do about it? How can I be better with this condition? So that's a good thing about self-diagnosis. And the bad thing about self-diagnosis is we will use it as a shield. We will use it to blame our condition for what's happening to us. Yeah. It's not rare that I see people say, sorry, I cannot make it, I'm in depression, or I'm sorry, I cheated on you because I have bipolar, or sorry, I left my responsibilities because I have anxiety disorder.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's really unwise.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, like, at some point, even I sort of self-diagnosed myself. Like, when, during this lockdown, I had lost touch with a lot of people. And I kind of thought that I'm changing. Like, because I'm a very, like, social person. And then all of a sudden, I had no one to talk to. Just the same old people, and this whole routine had changed, and I couldn't meet my friends, so I felt alone, and I thought I was having identity crisis. So I naturally, like, asked my mom, like, whether I can go to a psychiatrist and visit, and she said yes. And yeah, so I feel like it's nice when you get support from your parents, and it just makes it feel so bad, like, for the people who do not get support from the parents, or when their parents, like, don't agree to, like, go to a psychiatrist. Like, I feel bad for people who go through that.
Yeah, that's really nice that you have a supportive environment and supportive family. We really hope that family will finally learn to recognize that even though it's invisible, mental health issues and mental health problem is a thing, and it's real.
Yeah. So, what do you think are the main factors of, like, this deteriorating mental health between us teenagers?
Sorry, I didn't catch the question.
What do you think are the main factors of, like, a deteriorating mental health between us teenagers?
Okay, so there are many factors in deciding whether someone in a teenager will experience a mental health condition or not. The first one is, of course, the changes in our biology. You know, when people are in teenage age, they experience puberty, and it messes, basically your hormone messes up. So it will give you some sense of insecurity. It will, you know, for example, when people are going through puberty, they will have acne in their face, and it's enough to make someone feel insecure or perhaps spiraling down to depression.
Yeah.
And the other thing is, when we are in teenage area, and in teenage age, we will constantly compare ourselves with our peers. Well, and there's nothing wrong with it. I mean, it's like it's in our genes, you know, when you're going through teenage phase, you will compare yourself with your friends, with or the people in our school, or perhaps in people in streets. And the problem is, in the age of social media, it's really easy for us to compare ourselves with strangers or people who are very, very far away from us, like we discussed earlier. So it's like we are comparing ourselves with the wrong standard. And I think that that aspect plays a role in this condition.
Yeah, I agree. And, like, we also tend to compare our mental health with others. Like, we say that, oh, we're not going through something so bad. You know, other people go through worse. I'm okay. What do you think about that? Like, comparing mental health with others?
Well, yeah, I think it won't help, you know, because basically during my clinical practice, I really, really ask my patients not to compare themselves with others, because comparing yourself with other people will not make you feel better. If you want to be better, then compare yourself with yourself. Compare yourself with you 1 year ago, the version of you who previously cannot do this, and now today you can do this. Compare yourself with that condition, and I think that will make you feel better. As long as we believe that as a human, we're always growing and we always learn new things.
Yeah. So why is it important for us to ask for help and to go to therapy?
Because basically humans are social animals, don't you think so? We are a social creature, and we cannot live alone by ourselves. So reaching out to other people is just, well, it's in our genes. Let's say, for example, when a baby was born, when the first time the baby appeared to the world, the only thing that he or she can do is crying.
Yeah.
And crying serves a purpose, because by crying, you will give signal to the parents, you will give signals to everyone, to the doctor, to the nurse, that there's something wrong with me. Please help me. Perhaps I'm feeling too cold, or I'm hungry, or I feel uncomfortable.
Yeah.
So our superpower from the first time we were born is to look for help, is to give a signal of distress. That's our skill. And as we grow old, and it feels sometimes not okay to ask for help. You know, we don't want to feel small, we don't want to feel weak, we don't want to be seen as someone dramatic.
Yeah.
And that's the problem.
Exactly. Even like for my friends opening up in this podcast, they were like so scared, because they thought that making themselves vulnerable and talking to others, it suddenly makes them weak. But like, it's important to sort of ask for help. And when you need help, when you know you need help, to just seek a specialist, like a psychiatrist, obviously, because they can really guide you and get you back on track.
Yes, I agree with that. And I usually say that seeing a psychiatrist is like seeing a personal trainer in a gym. You know that the personal trainer, your PT, will never lift the weight for you. You're the one who is going to lift the weight. You're the one who's going to run. You're the one who's going to do squat. All that the personal trainer doing is giving you a suggestion about what to do and leading you to the correct way of lifting weight. And that's basically what I'm doing. I can say that I'm personal trainer for life, not for sports.
Exactly. So why is therapy so important? Like, why do you think therapy in general is very important for everyone?
Okay, so let's talk about mental health first aid. You know what? We know about physical first aid. I think we already know that when you run and you fall down and you scrape your knee, then you will know what to do. You will find some fresh water, to clean water to clean it, and then you will find perhaps some medication and you put some bandage on it. So we are trained to perform physical first aid from when we were very, very small. But what about emotional first aid? What about mental health first aid? Because every day we are dealing with mental health pain, mental pain. We are dealing with emotional pain, such as rejection, perhaps failure, or perhaps our feelings of insecurity, harsh word from others. And we do not realize that it exists, because it's invisible. Unlike physical pain, which is really, really clear to our eyes, and emotional pain is really, really invisible, and we don't know about it. So it's really important for us to recognize our problems, and perhaps it's important for us to perform emotional first aid. You know, perhaps by when we know that we are feeling hurt, we are feeling insecure, we feel not okay, then we will reach out for others. That our emotional first aid. And if first aid fails, or if we think that we need more help, so that's where the therapy helps. Therapy means you're going to see a professional. You're going to invest your time or energy or money to deal with the condition. Basically, going to a psychiatrist is like going to just a regular doctor. You know that when you're having problems, you have toothache, then you will see a dentist. When you have problems with your vision, then you will go see an ophthalmologist or eye doctor. So the same goes when you have pain, which is emotional pain or mental pain, then you will see a psychiatrist or psychologist. The goal of the therapy is to relieve the pain.
Yeah. So I think my final question would be that how as teenagers can we improve our mental health? Like when we do not have all those resources for therapy, for example, or if some people's parents don't allow. So how can we ourselves improve our mental health?
Okay. So there are many kinds of self-help improvement ways. You know that there are self-help books, there are self-help videos, or many podcasts such as this one. This is a kind of media for us to improve ourselves. And the other thing that we can do is reach out to other people. It really helps a lot. So when I say that it's important for you to reach out to other people, you need to reach out with people to people who you think are safe, the people who you're comfortable with. So it can be a friend, it can be someone older, it can be a family member, it can be your own parents, and perhaps it can be someone who is a total stranger on the internet. But I really, really ask you to think twice before you're sharing your problems with total strangers on the internet, you know, because, well, we're talking about the internet after all, you know. Unless you don't have anyone else to talk to, then it's okay, I think, for you to share your problems on the internet. But please stay anonymous. Don't ever let your condition, your identity spread out. Because, well, aside from we're still learning about mental health, we're also still learning more about the safety of the internet.
Yeah, exactly. So, in your views, why is taking care of our mental health, even as teenagers, so important?
Because I think that while we are in a teenager age, we will learn a lot. We learn about our lives, we learn about friendship, we learn about love, and why not as well learn about mental health as well? Because we will deal with mental health condition for as long as we live, you know? And I think it's really important for us to focus on our mental health first before we can help others. When you get older, you will find someone that matters to you and you really want to help these people. I want to help him or her from his or her misery. And I tell you this, that always put your mental health condition first above anything. Yeah. As just like when you're in a plane and then you will always hear the announcement that if the oxygen level goes down, then oxygen mask will come, and please help yourself first before you help others. And the same goes to mental health. No, yeah. You cannot help others before helping yourself. So it's important for us from now to focus on our mental health, to be aware that we have feelings, be aware that we may have mental health problems and how to deal with it. And the easiest way is by reaching out to others and talking to the people you can trust.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you so much, Doctor, for coming here.
You're welcome, Sia.
So now I'm just going to sign off and see you guys in the next episode. Bye.